Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the Intel Artificial Intelligence Day. And I'm delighted to be joined by Kathy Ball, PMP Manager, E&P Analytics and Data Science at Devon Energy.
Good morning.
So Kathy, that's quite a title. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what that all means and how it relates to Devon Energy's business?
E&P is exploration and production. So Devon is probably one of the largest onshore producers of oil and natural gas for the United States. And pretty exciting. So the role of analytics is to help folks find gas and oil more effectively, safely, and to do it in a more cost-effective fashion since, you know, a lot of the commodity prices are coming down now. So you really have that need for analytics and artificial intelligence.
The energy space has been applying high-performance computing in this field for quite a long time and are really at the forefront of this type of work. How has that changed as analytics and machine learning have evolved over the years?
This is going to be a fun question because I think when I started about 2 years ago, people thought analytics were, I developed a dashboard, those are analytics. And then it started into, you can't predict that. And part of my team started showing, yes, you could. So it's kind of challenging what they think is possible. So we started out doing very simple forms of machine learning and then going up to streaming and memory analytics. So taking it to the next level, saying how fast should I let that machine learn? How smart? And keeping people in the loop so they're not afraid of it as well. And kind of co-developing at the same time.
Now, there's a lot of technology that goes into extracting natural resources and providing them to the public. Where are the areas that Devon Energy is focused in terms of applying machine learning to that broader challenge?
We're probably the most advanced right now in the area of drilling and completions. So we're taking large data sets that would have normally not been able to be analyzed because you had to use some of the Hadoop infrastructure. And then being able to stream this through from this little well site in the middle of nowhere in real time and return a decision in less than a minute. So we're doing some of the open source and other things and combining it with proprietary software and really being able to get those decisions excessively quickly. And it's really resulting in a great reduction in costs, being more efficient, and, you know, avoiding things that would potentially bring down these rigs for several days.
Now, I've heard you guys use the term autonomous drill bit. Tell me what that is, because it sounds very exciting.
Okay, one of the other folks I'm kind of jealous the other folks on the panel have is they can see where their autonomous car is going, the factory. Our drill bits are going a mile below the surface. You can't see where it's going. Also, where the measurement for the drill bit is 90 feet behind the bit. So you're already flying blind. We're using predictive analytics to go to the head of the bit and then using artificial intelligence to say, should I go up, down, right, left, and how far am I from getting in and out of that producing zone?
What has been the impact as you've implemented this technology in terms of the way that you're actually extracting natural resources?
So it is actually reducing the amount of time it takes to find this oil and gas. It is also being able to do this more efficiently, take advantage of resources because we've got about half the workforce about to retire right now, trying to capture the knowledge there. And just kind of an anecdotal story is, you know, the head of accounting saw the successes we're having on artificial intelligence. He goes, I want to apply that to accounting as well.
Wow.
You know, and tax is doing that. So now it's going across the entire organization.
That's really cool. And I know that you have something called cyber operations. Do you want to tell me about that?
Cyber operations is kind of a new way of doing business. It's saying, what can I do to really trust the machine and what it's doing and really leveraging artificial intelligence? And we're doing this in the area of drilling and completions. So we've got several projects underway, such as the autonomous drill bit, but we're also looking at how can I complete more effectively? How can we do that with a closed loop system and that true IoT? Which kind of brings me to another funny story of one of my colleagues in Europe said, you know, I don't want to listen to this IIoT stuff, but what I want is sensors in the field that can do something, and we can take intelligence on that and use some artificial intelligence. And I almost laughed. So sometimes we just have to be careful with our language, but, you know, it's really cyber operations. How can I rely more effectively on technology, keep that human in the loop, learn to trust it, and then you see what other possibilities are available?
It's funny. It's a great example of how buzzwords sometimes get in the way of understanding the value of the real application. When you look at data scientists and energy, Where do you think we are in terms of the evolution of application of data science, and where would you like to go as the next level?
I think that it's going to be pervasive, at least for advanced analytics, and that sort of mindset throughout the entire organization. And I think Money Magazine recently published like the data science field as being the top field and skill set to have across all industries. So Devin, and like everybody else, is searching for more data scientists. We're trying to find folks who have a geoscience background, petroleum engineering, and also that data science skill set. That's a very hard thing to do. We've actually developed what's called a unicorn factor, you know, because we can't always find that unicorn. So we'll take a person that has the skills in one of these areas or in the other and then train them and being mentored to be a true data science in our field.
It's almost a call out to college kids right
Please,
now.
Please, I would yeah. love it. Actually, I have a couple openings right now, so I would love for folks to apply, and expecting my staff to probably double by next year.
Fantastic. And when it comes to the energy industry, where do you think energy is in terms of, you know, broader industries? I know that you come to conferences like the Intel AI Summit today. Where are we in terms of seeing broad industries adopt these technologies?
I did have a chance prior to coming to Devon. I worked at SAS, and so I had a chance to work across all of these different industries. Energy in itself is probably unique in that it deals with very large data sets and complex pieces of machinery. And so you're used to dealing data as with sensors moving back and forth. The piece that's new is adding the artificial intelligence loop and saying, how can I make that machine smarter? How can I make the human interaction with the machine more effective and to really get the value out of this versus just artificial intelligence as a hype word?
Now, I know that you've been collaborating with the Intel team on some of this work. Can you tell me about that?
So the Intel folks are been wonderful on the sensor side and helping us develop the industrial IoT. So it has to be very, very hardy to be in our sort of conditions because you're dealing with oil and gas, you know, some corrosive chemicals. So being able to get that information, be able to send it out quickly enough, because we're having to go towards what's called analytics in the fog. Whereas some of the factories have a nice Wi-Fi site, you know, we're going to have to actually bring those analytics closer to the wellhead, because right now it's about a minute round trip from sending either a satellite or a Wi-Fi to Oklahoma City and then bringing it back for a decision. And we have to get sub-second when we really get to the IoT. And this is where Intel will be helping us out by saying, how can we complete this loop, bring the analytics closer even within a cloud solution and go cloud to cloud with scalable Hadoop and being able to coordinate all of this with the machinery side so that we can then predict the machine and then predict the human behavior as well.
Kathy, this is really exciting stuff. I'm so glad that you came in and shared this story today. Just one final question for you. If folks want to engage with you, where would you send them online and how can they engage with you on Twitter?
I would love to hear more from folks about this. It's a fantastic area. Please contact www.devondvn.com. Also have data scientist positions open at Devon, and also Twitter handles at Balka3.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.